This is One More Round with Chad Hasty, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Now, here's Chad.
Welcome to One More Round. I'm Chad Hasty. Earlier today, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio gave a speech that addressed the war on poverty, the failed war on poverty. Today, Rubio explained that the war on poverty failed to accomplish meaningful change for the nation's poor and should be addressed more on the state level than on the federal level. This, according to the Free Beacon, this is what Rubio had to say. Quote, "We must focus on policies that help our economy create those jobs that help people overcome the obstacles between them and better paying work. The war on poverty accomplished neither of these two things. A problem across the country as diverse as poverty cannot be approached by a one-size-fits-all approach, but rather should be handed over to the states," explained Rubio. "If states were given the flexibility, they could and would design and pursue innovative and effective ways to help those trapped in poverty. As we've seen, they could put in place programs that help those currently stuck in low-wage jobs access to job training. Our current government programs offer, at best, only a partial solution. They help people deal with poverty, but they don't help people escape poverty. In fact, I would argue, this is me personally, that many of your federal programs actually keep people in poverty. They don't help to lift anybody up. They just let you keep floating on and continue to allow you to just soak in poverty. It doesn't really lift you up. You may think at first that it will, but it really doesn't." Now, Rubio also argued that proposed Democratic solutions, such as the minimum wage hike, may poll well, but will not have a tangible impact on the problem facing over 40 million people stuck in poverty. Rubio said, "Our current president and his liberal allies propose that we address this by spending more on these failed programs and increasing the minimum wage to $10.10. Raising the minimum wage may poll well, but having a job that pays $10 an hour is not the American dream." And I can already hear those on the left screaming, "Well, it's better than nothing." Really? The problem with poverty, and for many of those who are living in poverty or at or below poverty levels, is that many of them have made bad decisions. Not every single one. I know that there are those who fall on hard times. I know that there are those who have had extraordinary circumstances where maybe someone has lost a job in the family. I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about the people who live in poverty and continue to live in poverty and spend their entire lives there. For whatever reason, they made choices, bad choices. Now, I know some of you out there will listen to this and you'll think that I'm cold-hearted and that I'm cruel. But listen, not everyone is equal in the United States. We're all born equal, and then we make decisions. You know, if you don't go to college, if you didn't get a college education, if you didn't get an education, period, sadly, the fact is you may not make as much money as some other people. I know that's shocking. You know, the popular thing for those on the left is to blame the CEO of McDonald's or to blame the CEO of the big corporation for being mean, cold-hearted, and a hoarder of money. But simple fact is, that guy or gal has talent, and they have skills. That's why they built a huge company, a successful company, that, by the way, employs many people, employs quite a few people. The minimum wage was never meant as a living wage, and that's something I think we forget about in this country. It was never meant as a living wage. It was never meant for you to go and get a job, go get married, one person have one job, and it be a minimum wage job, and then you have a family of four. That's not what it was meant for, but that's what we've turned it into. And now you have Democrats saying we need a living wage in this country. Well, where do we stop? Do we guarantee that everybody makes $40,000 a year? Do we guarantee it's $50,000 a year? Let me ask you this question. As far as the minimum wage, do we raise it to $30 an hour? Why not? Why not raise the minimum wage to $30 an hour? Wouldn't that solve poverty? Of course not. And I talked about this on the show, and I talked about this on a previous edition of One More Round. You would still have people who make bad decisions. People who still go out and they try to keep up with their neighbors. People who still go out and bow to peer pressure even when they're in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. People waste money. People don't know how to set a budget. And people make bad decisions and don't use common sense in their daily lives. It's sad, but it's true. Now, how do you lift people out of poverty? Is it to keep putting them in government programs? I don't believe so. I believe to lift people out of poverty, you have to have better economic sense on the national, federal level. I believe you have to have policies in place that welcome job creation. Instead, we have Obamacare right now. You have Obamacare that tells people that you can really only work 29 hours a week. Sorry, but if you're working minimum wage and you can only work 28 to 29 hours a week at most, you're not going to make that much money. Sad, but true. You want to blame somebody? Blame the guy in the Oval Office right now. Has the war on poverty failed? Of course it has. It's been 50 years that we've had the war on poverty and it still hasn't made a dent. And you have poverty levels at the highest they've been. Well, and it's happened under this administration. You have more and more people using food stamps now than have ever used food stamps. So things are just getting worse. So if we really want to start attacking the problem, let's look at federal policies and let's look at job creation in this country. Maybe that's something we can think about in 2014 and then going into 2016. Now, before we end today's podcast, I want to take a look at a story, and I just saw this. I love what Colorado's doing right now. And I've gotten a little bit of flack on the show because I have got, personally, I have no problem with what Colorado did on making weed legal and smoking marijuana recreational. I've got no problem with it. Again, whatever you want to do in your own home, I've got no problem with it. Go, have fun, do whatever, okay? Now, if you leave your house and you're high and you crash into somebody, you should go to jail. It should be just like alcohol. But that's just me. I know not everybody agrees with that. That's the libertarian side of me coming out. How about this story? This from Time Magazine. This is out of Colorado. I love this. High-class dining. Colorado restaurant introduces weed and food pairing menus. When you go to a gourmet restaurant, you may find yourself asking someone to recommend a fine wine to complement your meal. But now, as more states begin to legalize recreational marijuana use, diners will soon be asking another question. What fine weed will enhance my dining experience? Patrons of Colorado's Hapa Sushi have already begun asking the important question thanks to the restaurant's new pot and dinner pairing menu. Back in 2009, the restaurant launched a print campaign that encouraged smokers to come and eat sushi to satisfy their munchies. Odd. That's a little bit odd. I have to admit, weed and sushi, a little bit odd. Let's be honest, when you think weed and munchies, you're not thinking sushi. You're thinking Doritos, Funyuns, Bugles, Combos. Oh, I love Combos. Those are so good. You're not really thinking sushi, but I guess the sushi restaurant in Colorado, they're going to go ahead and go with it. The chain with locations in Boulder and Denver, back on the pro-weed scene, urging locals to toke up and eat up at the same time. Interesting story. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. Remember to follow me on Twitter, at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. This has been One More Round.